Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show. People across America are so appreciative of the things that I am saying about Ukraine, Russia, and the war. Because they're not getting it from anybody else in the country. Moments ago, I got an email from the New York Times. They're doing a story, and they want to get my quote for the story. I told them to contact me the minute this show is over. So I'll be awaiting a call at 6 o'clock West Coast time, 9 o'clock East, the minute the show's over, from a reporter for the New York Times. Everybody wants to know my views, because my views are so on the money and so truthful. Here's some things that I was about to say tweeted out, but I'm banned for life from Twitter. But some things that I posted on social media today. Just think about this. We're going to give $14 billion in aid to Ukraine, the most corrupt nation in the world. And we made that decision overnight in a matter of hours. Give away $14 billion, no problem. 90% of that money will be stolen, most of that by the Biden crime family and corrupt Democrat politicians. Plus Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, or whatever he is. I don't know if they call him the Majority Leader, the Co-Majority Leader. It's a 50-50 tie. But he's the Republican leader in the U.S. Senate. And then I said, why do we give them $14 billion? Why do we owe Ukraine $14 billion? Because Ukraine's borders are being invaded? But Democrats and Rhino Republicans never found $14 billion to give to build the wall with Mexico, to secure our own American borders in 4 years with Trump as president. And that is while we're being invaded every day by millions of barbarians who will loot, murder, rape, extort, and destroy our healthcare system, public school system, and Social Security system, while adding trillions to our national debt. This is pure insanity. We're having an invasion of our border, and they wouldn't spend a penny on it. But when Russia invades Ukraine, which is none of our business, and thousands of miles away, and doesn't matter to us, we give them $14 billion in a snap of a finger. And then my next post was, so why is that happening? Because Ukraine-Russia isn't a war, it's a license to steal. I can't believe citizens are this gullible in the United States. Are you this much sheep? You see one hospital bombed and people dying and kids suffering and kids dying, and it's only natural to say that's terrible. Yeah, but I don't want to give them $14 billion. Biden wants to send $10 billion to Ukraine. McConnell raises him to $14 billion overnight of your taxpayer money. And then I asked, is that in the Constitution? With the USA in economic distress, deep recession coming, maybe a Great Depression coming, and trillions of dollars in debt our country is, why would they be so desperate to give $14 billion to Ukraine? Because the US politicians all get a cut of the loot. See, I figured it all out. It will be carved up once it gets to Ukraine. 10% off the top goes to the big guy. That's Joe Biden and the Biden crime family. And 5% goes to Mitch McConnell, otherwise known as Cocaine Mitch. Because he upped the ante from $10 billion to $14 billion. So he deserves to get 5%. And another 10% goes to Democrat senators and congressmen. And then once they took all that off the top for all the American politicians, and don't forget the Clinton Foundation, they just restarted it. They see the loot that's up for grabs. And then once it's all cut up and divvied out to the Americans, to offshore accounts for the American politicians, then Ukraine, the most corrupt nation in the world, Zelensky and his lieutenants will carve up another 20, 30, 40% into their offshore accounts. And I'm sure George Soros gets a piece, because he's been in charge of the publicity for this, to gin up sales and make Russia look like the bad guy. So George Soros gets a piece. For all I know, Vladimir Putin gets a piece. He's the one that started all this. And so does the media. The media must get their piece. Certainly in the way of advertising deals from Big Pharma. And defense contractors get billions in sales. Do you realize when there's a $14 billion handed over to Ukraine, let's just say they're going to claim $4 billion as aid, and another $10 billion is for military purchases. Well, in that contract, they name the defense contractors who divvy up the billions in sales, and it doesn't ever go out for bidding. They just give it to their friends. So Biden gives it to whoever gives the most money and campaign contributions to Biden and the DNC and Democrat politicians. Nancy Pelosi, you name it, right? All the politicians. And so defense contractors get billions, and then they give 10%. They kick back to the Democrat politicians and Biden and the DNC. And then they give a piece of their money to the lobbyists that lobby for this $14 billion. And the lobbyists kick back 10% to Biden and the Democrats and the DNC and a few rhino Republicans. And as a bonus, this is all a distraction, a weapon of mass distraction from the disaster Biden has caused at home. And the worst polls in modern history. And now he's going to blame everything on Russia and say he's the hero. And you got to rally behind the president. So there's what I figured out. And that's going to be my next column that'll come out on Friday. I got to write that. But this is a disaster all the way around. And this $14 billion has nothing to do with the children. Can you imagine when they said the whole 2 years for COVID, they lied to us. And it was always for the children. And it was never for the children. It was for the billions and billions of dollars divvied up by the doctors and the hospitals and the medical experts and the politicians and Biden and the DNC and Dr. Fauci. It's always for the kids. But the kids never see a dime. And the politicians get all the money. Wow. And now they're doing it again because COVID was their cow, their milking cow. And COVID is kind of gone now. It's just left because the poll showed that people wouldn't accept it in America anymore. So COVID's gone. So they had to come up with a new cow to milk. So now Ukraine is their milking cow. And all the Democrats got their fingers on the udder. Ugh, that's disgusting. I know that analogy is gross. But they got their finger on the udder. And they're milking the cow for all it's worth. That's what this is all about. I figured out the entire thing. Crazy, man. Mitch McConnell is blasted after he announces a deal to send $14 billion to Ukraine. McConnell on Ukraine aid, where we've ended up is that $14 billion, it needs to be passed, and it needs to be passed quickly. And this took a lot of conservatives on Twitter by surprise who derided Republicans and McConnell for this. One of them said, I remember when the GOP struggled to get funding for Trump's border wall. There you go. I didn't even read this column until just now. This guy said the same thing as me. But now they could just print money to give it to Ukraine. And then Steve Dace, who's a friend of mine, says Team GOP won't fight for you, but they'll fight for Ukraine. Why? Because the only party that hates you more than Democrats are the Republicans. Daniel Horowitz said, what about Americans' needs? Robbie Starbuck, who I believe is running for Congress in Tennessee, says Democrats said $10 billion was too much for border security in our country, but we made a deal with Democrats to give Ukraine $14 billion? We need to reset our priorities. We have a border crisis, an economic crisis, an opioid crisis, and much more that need help. It's time to put our people first. Daniel Horowitz said, this is the only thing McConnell cares about, is one criticism in this living hell we now call America, is that we're not allocritious enough in giving money to Zelensky. Hey, Mitch, resign your seat and run for office in Ukraine. And then Paul Gosar, our congressman, said, this $14 billion should be spent on Americans. A giant red flag is, quote, it must be done quickly, means it's an awful bill and it should never pass. Good bills can be discussed. Bad bills must pass quickly. Alex Brewitz said, how do we make sure this money doesn't end up in the hands of a notorious crackhead named Hunter Biden? This is insanity. Insanity. It just is absolute, does not make sense. And it's a disgusting display by both parties, and they've all got to be thrown out on their asses. Get rid of Mitch McConnell. Bad guy. Bad, bad guy. Isn't that why I said Trump should be Speaker of the House? Because I'm not a fan of Kevin McCarthy either. They're all corrupt. This is their cow. This is their milking cow. This is the cow they're going to carve up. They're using your money, your taxpayer money. This is so outrageous. Screw Ukraine. Quote Wayne Root, but not because I'm heartless. I care about those kids. If you want the average American to care about those kids, then everyone in America should be asked to donate and get a tax deduction. Donate to a charity that helps Ukraine. Donate to the Red Cross and send the Red Cross over. But you don't get to use my taxpayer money. I don't know where in the Constitution it says you can give $14 billion in a matter of hours to a foreign country that has nothing to do with my country. I don't want any kids to die. I don't want any hospitals to be bombed. But I don't want one penny going to them. The politicians will steal it.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I was used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house of the Root built here in Las Vegas, but broadcast all over these great United States by USA Radio Network. Sons of Liberty is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Now, you know them as your favorite CBD company. They produce that Sons of Liberty CBD that's the most high-quality CBD ever. But they've now partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a two-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com, that's the website, GoSonsOfLiberty.com, is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use the code WAR15 and get 15% off forever. WAR15 for Wayne Ella Root. So, breaking news is out. Russia tells the United States, we have found your biological weapons in Ukraine. I don't know if it's propaganda. At this point, by the way, it's not like I'm rooting for Russia. I don't like Russia and I don't like Putin. I don't trust Russia. I don't trust Putin. They hate America. They want to defeat America. They'd love to nuke America if they had the chance. They'd take over the world. So I'm not on Russia's side. But I trust Russia just as much, or just as little, I might say, as I trust Joe Biden and the Biden administration. They're both liars, and they both spout and release propaganda all day long. What we've just been put through with COVID is the biggest scam in world history. It's been 2 years of lies and lies and lies and fraud and misinformation and misrepresentation and mass murder in some cases. So why would I believe a thing that Putin says? Why would I believe a thing that Biden says? They're both liars. They both have an agenda. Out for themselves, and that's it. And they lie about anything to help themselves get more power, more money, more land. The director of information and press department of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Russian Federation, Maria Vladimirova Zakharova. How do they learn these names in kindergarten? I have no idea. I don't even know how you learn these names in college. Maria Vladimirovna Zakharova told the United States on Wednesday, "We have found your biological weapons." There was a statement made by Deputy Secretary of State Victoria Nuland. Leave no doubt, we will not give Washington to be silent this time. I'm not sure it's broken English here. Their attempts, while spilling blood, to find biological and chemical weapons throughout the world. We have found your own products. We have found your biological material. As it turns out, it was all happening in Ukraine. The Russian media reports, again, I don't believe anything they say, but I do know that there are many Americans who are patriots and love this country who have disclosed in the last 24 hours that we had biological warfare labs creating terrible diseases, I'm sure like COVID, in Ukraine, and there were over 10 of them. And Russia now demands the U.S. to explain the bio labs in Ukraine. Russia accused the U.S. of violations of the 1972 Biological Weapons Convention and covering it up. This comes after State Department official Victoria Nuland admitted on Tuesday the U.S. has bio labs in Ukraine. Interesting. On Tuesday, the official spokesman for the Chinese Communist government confronted the United States on its 336 biological labs in 30 countries around the world. According to China, there are 26 U.S. biological labs in Ukraine alone. So, you know, look, I'm American. I'm always on America's side. But I'm sure not on the American government side. I'm sure not on Joe Biden's side. I'm sure not on the DOJ side. And I'm not on the FBI side. I'm not on the CIA side. They're all dirty. They're all making millions. See, they don't care about the $150,000 salaries and their obscene $150,000 pensions when they retire at age 50 and never work the rest of their lives. This is about the money they can steal from foreign aid and contracts and military deals with foreign countries. All this stuff that happens outside the United States, somebody's getting rich taking a cut off the top. It's all the politicians, it's all the bureaucrats, it's all the government employees. By the way, Washington, D.C. spent $3 million in coronavirus aid from the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan to make Black Lives Matter Plaza permanent. $3 million of your money meant to making Black Lives Matter Plaza permanent. And the new omnibus spending bill includes $4.5 billion for COVID vaccines in Africa where no one has COVID. It's all about how much they can steal off the top for Biden.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
War now.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic leaders abruptly abandoned plans for a fresh infusion of $15.6 billion for battling the COVID-19 pandemic, clearing the way for a House debate and passage of a vast government spending bill that is anchored by aid for Ukraine and European allies.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, announced the COVID-19 spending would be removed from the package after rank-and-file lawmakers objected that it would be paid for in part by cutting previously approved pandemic assistance to their states. And businesses throughout the country posted a near-record level of open jobs in January, a trend that is pushing up workers' pay and adding to our tough inflationary times. Employers posted 11.3 million jobs at the end of January. The number of people quitting their jobs slipped as more Americans take advantage of numerous opportunities to switch jobs for higher pay. Working through your Wednesday, this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Interesting, very interesting. Biden administration scrambles to delete web pages showing Barack Obama ordered Ukraine biolabs to develop deadly pathogens. Do you understand what we might be on the verge of discovering? Maybe it wasn't just China that purposely sent COVID to the United States. Maybe we're responsible. Maybe Obama's responsible, along with his handlers in China and George Soros. Who knows what their reason is? All of them had a reason. China was losing the trade war. They had to destroy the American economy, kill millions of jobs, bankrupt millions of businesses, and destroy Donald Trump's re-election chances. And you say, well, why would Obama want to destroy the United States with biowarfare weapons? Well, they want the Great Reset. Obama, Soros, the Chinese Communist Party, the leaders of China, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, they all want the Great Reset. They have to bankrupt us all, turn us into serfs and slaves. How better to do it than lockdowns and vaccine mandates and kill us with vaccines and mask mandates? And now World War III. Maybe Obama's in bed with China. Wouldn't shock me in the slightest. As a matter of fact, I believe Obama and Biden are in bed with China, but maybe he knew about their release of the deadly pathogens. Maybe they were created in America's labs in the middle of Ukraine. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Hero 2020. Retailers say smash and grabs are at a crisis level. Every day in America, small businesses are under attack. Owners of retail stores are getting robbed. People are stealing. There's violence. There's trespassing. There's high-value products and goods stolen. It's time to think about non-lethal self-defense for you, your employees, and your business. If I owned any retail store, I would have my non-lethal Hero 2020 to give me recourse from these thugs. Hero 2020 is a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It's perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. Hero 2020 will stop an attack and no one dies, no one gets seriously injured. Do what I did and protect yourself and your business. Get your Hero 2020 today at hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for Wayne Alaroot for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. We've got our first hour guest here, Dan Fitzpatrick. Dan is a former FDNY, Fire Department New York employee, a paramedic with the FDNY for 18 years, and he resigned before being fired for not being vaccinated. I heard about his story. I believe he sent me an email, and I heard about his story, and I said, you should come on the show and talk about it. And here he is, Dan Fitzpatrick. Welcome to the Wayne Alaroot Show.
Good evening, Wayne. Thank you for having me.
Did you email me? I'm trying to remember how I found you. Did I get an email from you and you told me your story and I said, let's get you on the show? I think that's what happened, right?
That is correct. I heard you on your radio show, or I'm not sure what program, saying how you like to talk to your friends and, reach out to me is exactly what you said. So I was like, well, let me reach out to Wayne and see if he's interested in what I have to say.
Yes, I am interested. It was either this show, the Wayne Alaroot Show on USA Radio, or you might have seen me guest hosting the Alex Jones Show. I gave my email out on that show as well. So whatever it was, you contacted me, and I was fascinated to actually speak to a former New York Fire Department employee who resigned after 18 years. So first question I want to ask is, you resigned after 18 years. Don't you get a pension at 20 years?
On the EMS side, it's 25 years. It also depends on what tier you're in. The tier that I was in, I would have had to have completed 25 years. I am vested. I just will not make. I'll make substantially less because I didn't make it to the entire period. But I am vested. I will be entitled to some compensation upon retirement. Although because of the quote unquote COVID, I was unable to meet with anyone prior to resigning and find out exactly what I am due, because you can't even get an appointment or speak to anyone. It's just ridiculous what's going on in New York City.
Unbelievable. And let me ask you this, because I know you're relocated to Florida. It's so funny because I'm doing business with someone, and I texted him today, and he said, I can't talk right now. I'm moving. For the next 2 days, I'm moving, and I know he lives in Manhattan, and he's a big shot executive in the radio business. And we were talking about a sports show, and I said, "You're moving. Let me just take a wild guess. You could be moving apartment buildings in New York City, just from one street to another. You could be moving from a different borough, from New York to, say, Brooklyn. You could be moving to Westchester or Long Island. You could be moving to another state like New Jersey or Connecticut. But I'm going to take a wild guess, this is what I texted him, that you're moving, you're making a radical move from New York to Florida. And he texted back and said, how the hell did you know that? Because everybody's leaving New York to go to Florida. Florida has zero income taxes and nicer weather and nicer people and the best governor in America, Ron DeSantis, and they don't make you wear masks and they don't make you get vaccinated. They're wonderful to you down there. And you just moved from New York to Florida. Is that why you moved?
I moved because it's a free state, Wayne. You know, the relentless tyranny and the, you know, the government, the jackbooted thuggery that we've witnessed in the last couple of years with the de Blasio administration and Cuomo and now Hochul, the party of the people seems like they want to do nothing but put a stranglehold on the actual people. And, you know, in my mind, a true liberal is, you know, you do what's good for you, I'll do what's good for me. And, you know, not be forced into certain things at the behest of government. And if I don't, I'll be punished like a child.
Very well spoken, Dan. I like what you say, and I like you. You sound like a good guy. Why did you resign after 18 years you put in with the FDNY? Why did you resign over vaccines?
Yeah, that's correct. And I've heard you speak about the subject. And, you know, we are very similar, actually. I grew up in Queens, very modest. I'm one of eight. Very modest beginnings. I went to a tough high school, went to John Adams High School. Very, very, very tough.
There
and,
you go.
You know, so some of the things you say I can relate to. But what happened with me, with the final straw, was I told everybody, like, I knew there was a playbook. I told everybody that I worked with in September that this was going to happen. And I told them it was going to happen by Thanksgiving. And, like, I'm not Nostradamus. I'm not a genius by any stretch of the imagination. It's obvious they're following a playbook, and that's exactly what they did. They said by Thanksgiving, you know, you have to take the vaccine or, you know, file a religious exemption. And I told everybody, I laid it out in September. I said they're gonna say it's your job. Then they're going to give you first they're going to say testing. But I told them testing's a myth. They're not going to do it. That's only a smokescreen so that they don't look like they're as authoritative as they really are. They're going to say that it was too much to administer it. It's too expensive. They couldn't track it. The administrative costs, it's fake. Then they're going to say it's your job. Then they're going to say you have a religious exemption. And then by Thanksgiving, they'll say, oh, no, sorry, it didn't work out. You have one final exemption. And then by Christmas, they'll do it. And
that's
I can only
exactly
tell you, it was just prior to Thanksgiving that I got my first letter that said I needed to be vaccinated. And then my second letter, when my final appeal was denied, was December 21st. And like I said, I'm not Nostradamus. It's obvious they're following a playbook.
Did you file for a religious exemption and they rejected you, though? Did that happen?
I most certainly did, Wayne. And in several instances, so like it happened in steps. It's a nameless, faceless. They're a bunch of cowards. The city's a bunch of cowards. It's nameless, faceless. You can't even speak to anyone. It's an email website, EEO.com, where they just send you this thing. And here's the best part, Wayne. The fear tactics, right? So it's around the holidays. It's maximum pressure. So the first letter has had three, I mean, I'm loosely paraphrasing. I don't have it in front of me. But there were three options. Option one, I will voluntarily resign, take leave without pay for 30 days and be summarily fired, and I will be granted all of my sick time one for one. That was option one. Option two was I will voluntarily leave without pay for 30 days and summarily be fired, and I will be given health care for 6 months. Option three was I will get vaccinated. That's a Sophie's choice. That's, you know, lose your left leg or your right leg.
Right.
That's not a choice. That's
right.
That's maximum pressure.
It's hard.
And I will not succumb to that. That's like
hey, Dan,
when someone's smashing your face on the ground in a fight, you don't ask them to stop, do you? You fight back.
Hey, Dan, you know, if you've listened to my show, then you know I believe this was always their plan to try and destroy all the Patriots. Because who works for EMS, who works for the fire department, who works for the police, in many cases, even nurses, prison guards, how about border guards, they're all conservative Republicans. And most of them don't want the vaccine, and they knew they'd force them to quit their jobs, and they'd lose their salaries and pensions. And that's what Democrats want to do to us. They want to get us all on welfare. They want to get us all dependent on government. And they want to also kill all the funding for the GOP, so there's nobody left who loves the GOP that actually has a job anymore. You know, and nobody left who likes Trump who actually has a job that can contribute anything to a future Trump run. They want to bankrupt us all. So that's kind of what they're doing to people that are first responders. Most first responders tend to be conservative. Am I wrong? Are most first responders are conservative versus liberal, correct?
Well, not in EMS per se. EMS is predominantly liberal. Don't ask me how or why. Fire and police are predominantly conservative.
Yes.
But the larger issue, I think, Wayne, it's systemic because the feckless unions sold us all out. The union sold out the police. The union sold out fire. The EMS union sold us out as well. So not only did it come from, these edicts are coming from the mayor and the governor, and I know for a fact, because my last assignment was at headquarters, and without giving away too much, I can tell you that I worked with doctors that
Dan, hold on 1 second. Hold that thought. I want to get it on the other side of the break. We got to take a quick break. The music's on. We're heading up against the news break and the ad break and everything else. When we get back, more with Dan Fitzpatrick, formerly of the New York Fire Department, Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be right back.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square. You will see my pillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hey, friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allyn Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allyn Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on to energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back to the show. You know, I have one health problem in life. One. And that is that I keep losing my voice because I talk so much. And there's no choice. I talk for a living. And I do sports interviews, and I do political interviews, and I do news interviews. I got an interview with the New York Times the minute the show is over. And I'm guest host for Alex Jones, and I've got people offering me TV shows, and I've got 3 hours a day on this radio show, and I do five or six other radio interviews a day, many days. And I've got business meetings, and I've got a company I am CEO of. I mean, I use my voice all day long, all weekend long. The only reason it's still here is the colloidal silver lozenges that I suck on all show long and all day long. Without them, I'd lose my voice. I mean, you can hear how raspy it is. I would not be able to do this show each day if I did not suck on a colloidal silver lozenger in the middle of every single break of this show. That's how I've kept my voice alive for six long years going on. This is actually the seventh year of me on radio, seventh year on radio, sixth year on national radio. So thank God for these silver lozenges, and they come from one of my favorite companies in the world, Amio Life. And Amio Life joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day, their natural silver mouthwash three times a day after each meal, silver gel on my face each night before I go to bed. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. And now you know I suck on their lozenges every break of this show to keep my voice alive. And it works. I've never actually lost my voice. It gets weaker. It gets stronger. It's always raspy now. I just can never get it better than raspy. Because it's like ripping a scab off again and again and again and again. I never take a weekend and just don't talk. There is no such thing. The phones never stop ringing. The texts never stop coming in. The emails never stop coming in. The meetings and the Zoom calls never stop. So the voice gets used all day long, every day, and it's just the way it is. And I don't sleep much anymore. You know, I don't have time, so I sleep 4 or 5 hours a night. So the voice is just rough, but it's there because of my Amio Life products. Thank you, Amio Life. They're offering my listeners a special 30% discount. They're the only company on this entire show that offers anything approaching a 30% discount. I told them with inflation is probably in my mind about 30% now. With gas the way it is, it might be more like 40%. It's hyperinflation. It's Weimar Republic inflation. It's Zimbabwe inflation. These guys listened and they offered my fans a 30% discount. Visit AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com, or call them at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148, and just use the code ROOT30 to save 30%. ROOT, R-O-O-T, 30 for Wayne Root, to save 30%, 800-422-8148. Okay, back with Dan Fitzpatrick, a former fire department New York paramedic for 18 years, resigned before being fired for not being vaccinated. Hey, Dan, before we went to the break, you were talking about the unions. You placed a lot of blame on them. And I guess I've never even thought about this before. With all the criticism I've had for the vaccine mandates and the vaccine, which I believe is dangerous and deadly and killing a lot of people and causing a lot of people to drop dead. And I just saw a story that three young firemen have dropped dead in the past. Last month, and they're blaming the vaccines, and they want an investigation right away. And I know that's happening, so I think you made a great decision. But I never thought about what did your union said this is okay? They didn't fight back?
Well, Wayne, I believe they played both sides of the fence, as they customarily do on the EMS side. But fire and police basically were a day late and a dollar short. I was at every rally. I was at, you know, speaking out. I was verbal about this. It should be just like in the field when you're a paramedic, you have to respect the patient's autonomy, even if they're making a bad medical decision. As long as it's informed consent and you know the ramifications of your, you know, whatever, just because I perceive it to be a bad decision, I don't have the right to tell you what to do. And even when I called my union for advice on financial matters, I was told, well, why don't you just get it, was the answer. And I'm like, well, A, you're not my doctor. B, you know, you're not a healthy person to begin with. And C, if I wanted your advice, I would have asked for it. I'm asking you how to make a graceful exit here, and I'm not even getting the proper guidance. But there are several other points, you know, without being too verbose, but there's several other points here. You know, the overwhelming thing was the doctors at 9 Metro Tech, you know, that just, you know, took the marching orders, and they're in lockstep with this. I don't want to overuse the term or the comparison. Everybody says you can't, you know, make a Nazi comparison. But I think Hitler would have loved the type of control that's being exercised by Pfizer and big government. And I agree with you. It's a great reset.
Hey, but Dan.
The doctors
Dan,
were
Dan,
like,
you know that I'm Jewish. I don't mind. Dan, you know that I'm Jewish. I don't mind that analogy at all. I make it all the time. This is very Soviet-like and very Nazi-like. This is Nazi-like propaganda going on in the media. So continue. I have no problem with that reference at all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very respectful of Jewish people. And, you know, I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. He wished he had this kind of control, this kind of authoritative measures. But the doctors, they were like, you know, they were like, you're a heretic because you don't want to take it. But I was like, well, I had COVID. As a matter of fact, I had it twice. And why would I take an experimental gene therapy for a quote-unquote disease that was less than the flu for me, and that there's a greater than 99% chance of recovery,
right?
And infinite number of deaths had four comorbidities or more.
Dan, we're going to a news break, and this is the hour break. I have no movement at all here. I have no room to play. So let's go to a break. When we come back, I want to lead you off at the top of the hour. Can you stay for another segment?
Sure.
Stay for one more segment. You're doing a great job. I can't wait to hear. I got a whole bunch of questions for you. Dan Fitzpatrick, New York FD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
May apply.